Today on the Dirt Bike Track, we're back to nonsensical intros, because we learned that blood is more than just one's life force. And in Toby Hooper's life force, we learned that vampires are curvy brunettes suspended in stasis pods, aimlessly roaming the galaxy forever in the nude. But back to blood, and you know, the topic at hand. Blood, it's that sticky red stuff you wake up to, coating your sheets and pillows because, you just hit puberty, so of course, you're bleeding because many moans slipped from your lips during a sex dream and the brother you share a bedroom with felt uncomfortable awakening to his younger brother's impassioned, slumbering whelps. And he shows his discomfort the manly way, beating the bridge of your nose bloody. But for vampiric professors and bone demons, blood can't be beat from the body. It has to be extracted in the most precise way possible. Vehicular crash trauma! They like their blood bags, aka human bodies, violently shaken, not violently stirred. And speaking of violently shaken, I'm freaking violently shooketh by my lack of a co-host today here on Mostly Speakin' Spider-Man. Yes, guys. Like I didn't say, my name is James and I'm sans co-host today. But that's not the matter at hand. What I need to tell you about, I saw a walking nightmare today, okay? Or not today, yesterday. Oh boy, I'm already frazzled by my lack of Nicole the Bricks Jakis. I was walking to the library like I do. Actually, mainly I scooter there, but it was raining and I can't get my pants wet again. You want to know what happened last time I got my pants wet? I had to clean them. Anti-comedy. So I was walking, and speaking of pants getting wet and being dirty, I saw my nightmare. One, we are in front of a church. If you know me, I don't like to walk on the same side of the street as a church. They scare me. Demons live in there, rousing themselves as angelic creatures, aka aliens. Yeah. You ever hear of ancient aliens? Well, these are demons. Wow, man, I edited a podcast. It's for a school project, so I don't think it will ever be released. And someone called up their uncle who loves conspiracy theories, and boy, oh boy, he was saying aliens are demons. Baffling stuff, but now I feel more in tune with the zeitgeist now. But I was walking in front of a church, that one nightmare down. Second nightmare, just a child is waving to me, but they are covered in mud because they were just playing out in the dirt, stomping around, and all I did was nod my head and then walked on the other side of the street. Oh boy, I was scared. I was shooketh, you might say. Yeah, you can talk.
It
shooketh. Guys, you heard his voice. And you've seen his artwork if you've seen the cover of The Dragon and the Monster, the new Dragon Boy Suede Marshland Monster collab album coming out April 19th. Oh boy, and you know him from Snack_King_Comics on Instagram, or just snackkingcomics.com. I'm assuming you can get information there, correct?
Assumption would be correct.
Uh-huh. It's Lance Orr.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to me being on here. Uh-huh. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, fuckers.
Yeah.
You're welcome. It's an assumption he's here. Not only did he draw an album cover, so of course I'm going to gas him up, get him on the show, also promote all Synergy, because on April 6th?
April 6th at 7 o'clock, you can listen and watch some of these comics I do live. Live comic reading. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of fun. Kind of fun stuff. Living Water Tea House in Chicago.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All of my comic reading is done live out loud because I don't have an inner monologue, so I can't read inside my head.
That's fun.
I'm kidding. I have a constant inner monologue to the point where sometimes it's an inner dialogue. Oh boy. It's exhausting sometimes.
What do you do for it?
I have recently been like, James, this is stupid. Why are you giving yourself an interview as if you are dead and what people would be saying about you in a documentary?
That's important stuff to do. I think it's healthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sort of like a self-monitoring type of exercise, but less harmful to your long-term psyche because you get to check yourself out here and there.
Yeah, I'm also writing roast jokes to be said at my funeral for specifically our friend Sean Marciniak to say that makes him seem like a bad person. But he has to be like, James wrote these for me to say it's in his will.
There you go. He has to say it.
Yeah.
Or
I'm going to haunt his ass.
Yeah, that's the great thing about dying.
Yeah. You have to give your last will and testament, and people have to follow.
The one time they have to do something for you.
I'm going to put in Nicole has to be tickled for an hour straight.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Do you have you designated who will do the tickling?
I mean, if it can happen, Lord, the singer.
Yeah, I haven't thought about her for a while.
I think Nicole would be embarrassed for multiple reasons.
Uh-huh.
She'd be like, oh my God. She'd have to be like, I'm not peeing myself. I have to be honest.
So would you say your full intention with that request of your will is to embarrass Nicole?
No, it's actually to like set her up with her next partner.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And Lord, yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, and just think of Lord on Conan O'Brien's I Need a Friend podcast. He says, well, how'd you meet your wife? And she says, like, her husband died and requested I tickle her for an hour?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great origin to a relationship.
Yeah. Will I sing Royals to her?
Ooh.
Or Melodrama, you know, I think the superior album.
Yeah, less familiar with that one.
Oh, it's very good. You should check it out. Oh,
okay.
Get on a Razor scooter during the summertime as, like, it's getting to dusk and just brip around when it's, like, 80 degrees outside. Also, Running Up That Hill, that's a very good one.
Oh, wait, she redid that song?
No, I'm saying like the Kate Bush song. Just listen to that during the summertime, scooting around.
Oh, yeah, scooting around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't listen to it on your way back to your hometown, though, because you'll just be depressed.
I guess it depends on your hometown, huh?
I guess some people are like, I love my hometown.
I love my hometown. I would never leave, but I had to for school.
Oh, I get homesick when I'm not around the people I grew up with. Like, get out of here.
Oh, boo-hoo. You had such a great family life and supporting friends.
Yeah, there's not a constant gray cloud above the town, literally and figuratively.
You know, that's the type of town where, like, they make really good fudge.
Oh, yeah?
And people come and get the fudge on vacation. And
oh, you mean like a literal, like one with a gray cloud over it, or just a bad hometown?
The bad hometown that someone's like, you know, I love this place.
Yeah.
And then, but you know, they do have them to have good fudge there.
You're just talking about Mackinac Island. I guess like if that was my hometown, yeah, I would probably like it. I lived on the island.
Uh-huh. You drive bicycles everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Ride bicycles.
No, I drive them.
You drive them, yeah. Uh-huh, put two next to each other, put a motor up on there.
I get Spider-Man on that ass.
Spider-Man, yes.
I'm a Kamen Rider. I put a mask on.
The Kamen Rider of Mackinac Island.
Uh-huh. Mackinac Rider.
Mackinac Rider.
Damn, that's... are you familiar there was Michigan Chiller Books?
No.
You might know them as American Chiller Books.
Yeah.
Okay, you know American Chiller?
I've heard of it.
Okay, well, that dude started out doing Michigan Chiller books. He's a Michigan author, and it's like Goosebumps, but specific town-based. So they give some history towards each Michigan town that these are done in, where this guy was huge. All of the Scholastic book fairs packed solid with his books. But then he's like, well, I'm only big in Michigan and the surrounding areas, the Midwest. They were like ICP when they went to Jive Records. Jive Records was like, we're only going to promote you in the Midwest because clearly you're a regional thing. But then they brought out a dart board that had a map on it and just put a dart. Oh, it landed on Texas. I guess we're going to Texas. And they would stay there until they were like consistently selling like 100 albums a week, then they would go to the next place. So that's why there's these weird juggalo pockets that you're like, how did that happen? It's because of those darts.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's very enlightening, actually. I never knew that.
I don't know how we got onto Michigan Chillers, but...
Mackinac.
Oh, yes. The Mackinac Rider would be a Michigan Chiller book.
I would read that.
All right, let's write it up.
Let's write it up.
Speaking of which, you remember this idea we came up with together, an asylum-like take on Chainsaw Man, Chainsaw Men.
Yes.
We got. If I write that, would you draw
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, big time.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
That's a good one.
Hell yeah. I will start writing that immediately.
That needs to happen, yeah.
And people would come in and be like, yeah, my son's in a Chainsaw Man. Oh yeah, we got it over there. Oh no, it's actually Chainsaw Men.
Yeah, I'd be like, Chainsaw Men? They won't know the difference.
Yeah, we mock-busted them.
Yeah, chainsaw men.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Just burly men chainsawing through zombies, getting their pecs just bloody. Mm-hmm.
Lots of flannel ripped.
Uh-huh. Oh, damn.
You know how
ripping
much flannel
the flannel
have
and
to
saying,
draw?
Like, oh, well, I have to cut off my hand because the zombie virus will get in, cut off hand, rip off that vinyl on someone's teeth.
Oh, so like some real body horror.
Yeah, but also homoerotic. Like it needs to be that, which is just erotic these days.
That is a good point.
Yeah, we don't need that classification anymore.
Absolutely. Why? It's just erotic.
I guess, like, if you're on Pornhub, you probably want those little specific... I guess in areas that are all erotic, you want those subgenres, but if we're just talking in general...
Yeah, you need more definition when you go on places like Pornhub to really accurately get what you need in that moment.
Petite redhead peeing.
Yeah.
It's like, you came up with that too quickly, James.
So then... Yeah, which is different if you put, you know, petite redhead peeing homoerotic.
Yeah.
Then it would be a different list.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple feel the same, but...
Then it would be like a male redhead probably peeing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he's petite.
And he's petite. A twink.
Yeah.
As they say.
I think, I like... People are like, James, you can say that word. Like, you sort of look like that.
Oh, I can't?
No, everyone says that you can, but I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't be saying that.
Maybe I'll stop saying it from now on.
But if we can say bears, that's fine.
Bear, that's like,
Otter, I think that's more of, no, because
otter.
I'm not, otters are like short bears.
Huh.
And younger.
It's a new one.
Yeah.
For me.
Uh-huh. But like, bears are like big and burly.
Yeah.
The otters are like small and burly.
Yeah, so chainsaw men would be mostly bears.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Maybe an otter thrown in there.
Maybe like the main character is like an otter.
Yeah, because he's trying to prove himself. Maybe it's a family of lumberjacks and he's the otter of the family.
Yeah.
The baby bear, if you will.
They're all step siblings too.
Oh, whoa. So how'd that happen? And it's from multiple marriages.
Yeah.
But they all bonded together.
Yeah.
Maybe one half brother.
Yeah, one half brother. The rest just all just a big mix, just a cauldron of stepbrothers.
Uh-huh. It's like step by step by step by step.
Yeah.
Did you know what that title means?
No.
It's crazy. Nicole was stoned and we love Step by Step. And she's like, wow, like I just got the name of it. It's like step siblings by step siblings.
Huh.
And I was like, holy shit, Nicole, I just realized that.
Genius.
Uh-huh. Man, wow. That show rules.
Yeah. I haven't watched that in a long time.
Well, I watched it a couple days ago. Yeah.
On DVD?
It's on Max.
Oh,
it's also
Max.
On Freevee.
Oh, Freevee.
Uh-huh.
They're doing the Lord's work.
Uh-huh. I have a couple stories to talk about that happened over the week. Actually, it just happened yesterday. We went to the arcade downtown at the AMC River East. Shout out to a corporation.
Yeah. They got the different popcorn buckets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the big one recently?
The sandworm from Dune.
Oh, yes. There we go.
And I went there recently to see Kung Fu Panda 4.
Okay.
That was a modern work of art, I'll say that.
Oh,
much.
Really? It's good?
It's ridiculous.
Hell yeah.
But we got some candy, two things of candy, and I was like, can I get a small popcorn? And then she said, would you like to upgrade to the snack pack? And you get a large popcorn and two drinks with that. And I looked at it, and she's like, that includes the exclusive Ghostbuster popcorn. And it was $37.
Wowzers.
And I said, no, just give me the small popcorn.
Uh-huh. Nicole got, during the time she really wanted the custom bucket for Teen Titans Go to the Movies,
because
she's like, it sells on eBay for like ridiculous amounts. But then she got it and she looked at it and she's like, I'm not going to sell this. I really want to keep it. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, yeah,
that's
go for
happens.
It.
Keep that bucket, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. We still have it. It houses all our cat treats.
See? Useful.
Mm-hmm. So we went there because her family's in town. Her brother, sister-in-law, nephew who's 13. That will be a big thing. He's 13 or almost 13. And then newborn niece. We're there. We're hanging out at the arcade. But before that, I was hungry and I can't eat a lot of foods. One, I have stomach issues. And two, I don't eat sugar, like sweets, things with added sugar in it and all this stuff. Either it's hella expensive or it's dirt cheap, but has 14 added grams of sugar for like a tiny little bar. And I'm like, I can't eat that. I'll be wired, then crash in 20 minutes. So I finally was like, oh, I know. I'll just get like a tub of lunch meat, like deli meat, and just eat that. And Nicole, I don't know why. I've done a lot of disgusting, at least other people would say that's disgusting. She thought this, maybe because we were out on the Chicago city streets, and I was just like, it came with like a bag inside the container, so I wasn't like palming it. I don't even do that. I wouldn't have done it. I would have paid for silverware. But I'm just like eating this, and she's like a brick of cheese, but it's lunch meat. Oh. And she's like, oh, James, it's turkey, but that's fine. So we go upstairs to the AMC. We are seated near the bowling alley there. And her brother's like, hey, I bought some nachos. I'm not going to eat all these. Like, it was this huge plate of nachos. He says, put some on your plate. I'm like, awesome. Puts it on my plate. And I look around. And then I quickly take out all the turkey and just slap it on the nachos. And she's like, well, this is gross, James. I was like, no, it's not. This is like the grift horse way. Like, this is like saving money. This is what independent artists need to do. And she's like, but you could have bought in anything. You could have gotten like a banana. I was like, you know, bananas hurt my stomach. You could have gotten this. You know, I can't eat those. And it was just like keeping down. And then she said, you could have gotten, I don't know, a Lunchable. And I was like, who do you think I am? And then there's a bee. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I point at her nephew. I go, him? And the nephew laughs so hard. And Nicole's like, don't laugh at that. He's making fun of you, technically, for being a child.
Oh, no, that was a perfectly timed joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what did Nicole say to that after the laughter is settled?
I guess Nicole was like, I guess you're right. That's all you could have eaten was just a bag of lunch meat.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a childhood dream of mine to just eat an entire bag of lunch meat.
So you housed the whole bag.
Oh, yeah. I ate half of it from like the block from Target to the AMC and then put half of it on the nachos and was able to eat that. And then her nephew ordered got a hamburger, but it was like a double hamburger, and he's a tiny kid. So he's like, I can't eat all of this. I was like, well, if you're not going to eat that, I'll eat it. Hell yeah, dude. And he's like, awesome. And he also offered me fries. I was like, yeah, dude, I can't eat your fries. You've been like palming them, trying to like figure out which one's ripe. And I'm not eating things you've been touching, but just like playing with his food. And he went to like, because he took the top bun off to like get at the top patty. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll put the other patty on. I was like, dude, no, you've also been palming that patty like it's like a stress ball.
Yeah.
No.
You can leave that burger alone.
I don't want it. And then we played that Kung Fu Panda game. Mm-hmm. I talked to you about it. And usually Nicole and I can get the 500 bonus. It's the one where it has like three buttons that you punch. Yep. Nicole gets one side, I get one side. And we get that 500 quite a bit. But this time we got it. And it like shows you how many tickets it's digitally giving you. And we're like, oh, we can't even swipe it until it gives us the next one. And it went to the 500, but kept going. I was like, oh, maybe because we like got 70 targets, it gives us 570. But it kept going up to the point where I was like, it got to 1,000. And I went to the attendant. And I was like, it keeps going up. He's like, oh, yeah, that's normal. I was like, but it's at like 1,000 now. And he's like, well, I guess it's just your lucky day. And I was like, okay, all right. And it ended up giving us like 1,200 tickets. It was real good.
Man, how did that feel?
Oh, great.
I would have loved that.
Yeah, because Nicole got all those Hello Kitty cups that you were looking at.
She bought the best thing there.
Uh-huh. No, there was a podcast mic there. You got to get that.
Yeah, yeah. Then you could start your own podcast.
Mm-hmm. And on the back, it shows like people using the mic, neither of them using it for podcast purposes.
What are they using it for? Like they're out camping, like talking on Skype.
No, that would be podcasting. At least one's doing it as, I think, live streaming Fortnite. And then the other person's using it clearly like writing notes, like in a college class.
Yeah. Dictation. Like,
yeah. But it literally says podcast mic kit.
How dare they?
I know. And then two more stories. One, we're playing four-way air hockey. And I was like, hey, pause everyone, because one of the pucks like flew off. But like right before I put it down, her nephew just like snipes one into my thing. And I go, dude. And I was like, oh, wait, nope, I cannot say that to a child. And then later on, we're walking home and Nicole goes, were you about to tell my nephew to eat me? And I was like, yes, I was.
I mean, that's like a classic thing, though, right? Yeah. And, you know, eat my shorts.
Yeah, eat my shorts is fine, but telling someone to eat me, that gives other connotation.
Sure. First, when you say eat, I thought you were going to say eat a dick, but...
Oh, no.
Then you call yourself...
I say eat me.
Eat me, yeah.
I say that a lot.
Eat me. I mean, it's like, it's like the Slim Jim commercials we grew up with.
Slap into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah, eat those me. Are fucked up.
Yeah, the guy with the Slim Jims on his head for the hair. He always told us to eat him.
That's bad. Don't
that
do
was,
that.
That was the part of the edgy era, though.
Uh-huh.
The commercials, so.
That's when WWF ruled the screens.
Attitude era.
Oh, yeah, it sucked. I don't like those storytellings. one last thing involving her nephew. He bought a whoopee cushion, and I was just, like, standing by him. And then... I like feel something wet on me and I look over. He's just like wringing out the whoopee cushion into the trash can. I was like, dude, you got spit on me and I just washed my hands. Now I have to do it again. I wash my hands, come back and I go, hey, so-and-so, I don't want to say his name. I say, I'm sorry to say it, but I get to spit on you now. And his dad, Nicole's brother, was just so on board for it. Was like, wow. Yeah, do it.
And then you proceeded to spit on him.
No,
didn't you?
I'm not a monster, but who is a monster? Professors.
Professor, yeah. A lot of science people, aka professors, become monsters.
Yeah. You can call me Mad Professor. That's an ICP song.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Yeah, what's up with that?
What?
The science-based monsters.
I think it's because science used, or probably because of Frankenstein, like Mary Shelley.
There we go. Yep, hit on the head.
It's like the first modern horror thing involved a mad scientist bringing something back to life. And people fear science even today.
Yeah, I see the signs.
Yeah. Eventually, I can't say it because YouTube will block the video. We will get things that people might say science is bad currently. We might see that in horror later. Hopefully it's, you know, people who understand science doing that opposed to actually. No, there were a lot of movies in 2020 and post from right-wing people or conspiracy theories that was like, and after 2020, everyone got that thing that goes in your arm because we can't say the specific thing or YouTube will block it. This is real. They did it to one of our videos because I was being stupid in a jokey way. Like, hey, they got that and then the world, it became fascist. And it's like, oh my God.
I know. Yeah, it's wild. But you hit that right on the head there with the Frankenstein. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's absolutely why.
Because people are afraid of what they don't know, and scientists know a lot more than you, so I think that is a common, or like just a very quick way to get people nervous and anxious and scared is show them something that you know nothing about.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the easiest way. So show me, especially when I don't know about like how to transfuse blood so I can live 400 years longer, I would be very scared to start that process myself. So
yeah, you got to find a bunch of people, drain them of blood, and then you're good.
Yeah.
I can't wait till there's a horror movie that just explains what the wings on pads are for.
You don't know?
No, I know what that's. I used to tell Nicole. I was like, "Hey, Nicole, what are those wings for?" To the point where if we see a maxi pad commercial, I just shake her while saying, "But what are the wings for?"
Yeah. Did she ever tell you?
Yeah. She says, you know, they give you an extra like boost when you jump.
Yeah, like Mario with the wing cap.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. That's his maxi pad wings.
Big time.
Because his head is constantly bleeding. Always getting conked on with turtle shells.
He gets into a lot of trouble.
Uh-huh. He has CTE, I hear.
CTE.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a lot of stuff, I think.
Ooh. But that's why he's eating all those shrooms. It helps with CTE.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. Miyamoto thought of that. Oh, mm-hmm. Genius, that man.
Okay. We don't need to go that far.
Oh.
I haven't played a single game of his, and I'm like, this is fun. I'm constantly like, this is too hard, and I just don't understand why people enjoy this.
Oh, wow. You know, that's the first time I ever heard someone say that.
Yeah, I love Mario. I love the lore. I love the comics. Mario. I don't like any mainline Mario game.
No side-scrolling Mario.
No, no 3D platformer.
No 3D Mario.
Uh-uh. Get it out of here. Mario Party, love it. Mario Painter, love him. Mario Kart, love him. Mario anything else
RPG.
Besides RPGs, love them.
Okay.
That's my pinnacle. Paper Mario, gimme, gimme.
Amazing. Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff is great. Because with
RPGs.
Yeah, sports I love too.
Yeah.
Because they're all arcadey. But then when you start getting into like, hey, you really need to learn the pattern here. But even when you do, your mind just doesn't work that way. My mind works like this. Picture it. Final Fantasy VIII.
Ugh. Pinnacle of Final Fantasy soundtracks.
Of course, yes. In Pinnacle, everyone hated the junction system. At least people say they do. But that's because they didn't know how to break the game using the junction system via card modding.
That's how you do it, huh?
Yeah.
So you got to go out and capture all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mod those cards to death. And then you junction them up.
Yep.
Yeah, that wouldn't... I mean, that didn't occur to me as a kid.
Yeah.
But is that...
It also, when you card, there's an ability that turns the monsters into cards.
Yeah, that's what.
And you don't gain experience, but you gain AP, which makes the monsters level with you in that game. So if you're level 100, all the monsters are level 100 too. But if you stay level 20, what you can do is just get all your summons up to level 100, like all of them super strong, and they give you boosts. So then you can go through, I, on my current save, am level 32 because I needed to for a specific thing, but I'm stronger now than a base level 100, and I already, in disc one, I got Lionheart.
Damn.
Because I know, like, I love a game that you can play at your own pace and just over level to shit. That's why, like, Dot Hack's really fun, because you can, like, go into specific areas that are over leveled and you just level there.
Yeah.
So then it doesn't become a grind. It's just like, oh, I take out 10 monsters and I level up.
Right. Yeah, I haven't played the Dot Hack series, but I've been always meaning to.
Oh, it's fun.
But so you're a RPG gamer.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to tell me more in depth later how to really freak those cards.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's the best. I've had the strategy guide forever. So I just like play at my own pace the story with a strategy guide, because it will also tell you where all the rare cards are and how to like who to play, when to get them, and it will tell you how to rework the RNG so you can always have the win all for the cards you go to. So
that's important.
You'll just keep playing and you just keep modding those cards, which they turn into items, and those items can turn into magic. And then it's such a good game. And the story's amazing. The music's fantastic.
Amazing. You know, they do say it's a card game with the RPG attached.
Uh-huh. Which, think of like Witcher 3 and shit.
Yeah,
I think
same thing.
This is, Final Fantasy VIII started that trend.
Yeah, I don't think Gwent would exist if Final Fantasy VIII didn't happen. But then what happened with 9, huh? That card game is garbage.
Two thumbs down
horrible.
To that.
How did they come to the best one and then they just...
I think it was just a game.
There was too much RNG in that one.
And I think because you, maybe you could mod them. I think that the like it, the card game was integral to the actual like progression and becoming strong.
In 9, you're saying?
No, in 8.
Oh, yeah, 8, yeah.
Because also, like, people are like, oh, well, you just fight monsters to draw magic from them. No, you get the abilities to mod the cards into magic, and then you always have 100 of the spells, so you are the strongest person.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, so
I'll,
good.
I'll fire up my save so right now and show you, like, my stats.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Great. But let's move on to Spider-Man. What's your experience with the web crawler?
Man, Spider-Man. I've known Spider-Man all my life, I'd say, probably. But when I was a young teen, a preteen, they would, in Milwaukee, they would re-release all the original Spider-Man in the Sunday paper.
Mm.
And that was cool, and I got to read those. And that was when I was really getting into, like, drawing comic books more. I always did strips and stuff, but... And drawing comics, full pages. And I was like, yeah, Spider-Man. Love the way they're drawing this. And then, Spider-Man all throughout. And then all the media was like, hell yeah, Spider-Man. All the classic Spider-Man. And then I tried to get into the modern stuff, but I fell off. But I always have a very strong spot for the classic comics.
So you're like a Ditko fan.
Oh, yeah. Ditko and Romita, right? And
so you don't like McFarlane.
I didn't jump, and he's okay. I mean, it's all right. I respect his place in the, you know, in the timeline.
Okay.
But I didn't see like his ones and was like, oh, wow. You know, I was like the originals that I got into.
What about 2099?
Never read that one, but I don't know. It looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Spider-Man always cool to me. I always loved his, how personal his struggle was, you know, that's obviously why everyone loves him.
I love him because he's like big, strong, and quippy.
Yeah. Big, strong, quippy.
Big, strong, quippy, and he does the thwippy.
Love his spider string. And then what else? Spider-Man. Yeah, played the games. That PlayStation 1 game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe ever play that one?
The PlayStation 1, all my friends did. What? I know our friend, the Fed. That's the game that, like, his parents were like, hey, you might have an anger problem while playing this, because that was his, like, rage quit, just throw the controller down. Yeah. One of the PlayStation 1 ones. Uh-huh. But Spider-Man 2 for PlayStation 2,
of course.
That one ruled.
Amazing. Ridiculous.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Hey, look at that. Or was it based on the Ultimate?
No, I'm thinking, it's based on the movie.
Yeah, I know. Spider-Man joke. Yeah.
I think it's actually based on Superior.
Superior?
Or is it based on Huron?
Ooh.
That's a joke for people who know the Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes are so great. But yeah, Spider-Man. Spider-Man, the game. Spider-Man 2, and then the movies, obviously.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire, the Sam Raimi trilogy, amazing. I don't care what you say. They're just incredible films.
Even the third one's fun.
Yeah, looking back at it, you know, fun.
Yeah.
And then, you know, new game's great. Yeah, Spider-Man. You know, I've fallen off of, like, superheroes lately, but Spider-Man will always be that constant, you know? He'll always be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man will always be cool.
Yeah.
Period.
Even when he's jacking Mary Jane full of cancer.
Oh, when does that happen?
Oh, that's in a comic. Like, he, in a future, he, like, goes to her grave and he's, like, crying because she developed cancer because his radioactive sperm. That's what's implied, but, like, you could also infer, like, she's just around him so much. Or maybe kissing. Maybe they never consummated their relationship.
Good grief.
But, yeah, she dies from cancer because of him being so radioactive. Mm. Oh, I bet Imagine Dragons would have a song about that. That's what the song's about. Mary Jane jacked full of cancer.
Huh, maybe I'll re-listen and think differently about that song now.
If that's your headcanon for that song, you might be like, wow, this is wild.
Yeah.
Listen to these nerds.
Oh, but that's good. See, that's the type of storytelling I'm talking about when it comes to Spider-Man. Yeah. Like, yeah.
When it comes to Spider-Man.
Hey.
Comes from Spider-Man.
C-U-M.
So have you ever seen this series?
A couple times before, yeah, when I could catch it on Pluto TV,
I believe. Wait, it was on Pluto?
Or did I just watch it? I don't know, because you know Pluto has that tongue, was that the...
Tokushoutsu?
Yeah, channel.
I don't think they would have played this play one. No.
Okay. Well, then pardon me, listeners.
Probably YouTube.
Probably YouTube.
Or Twitch.
Or some other place. Yeah, not Twitch, but. Nothing against Twitch like that, but yeah, I don't know. I forget how, but I watched a couple episodes, and I have to say it's probably my favorite iteration of Spider-Man.
It's great.
It's entertaining to the nth degree.
Yeah, and just so many orphans are being made, but let's discuss what we're talking about today. It's episode 22 of Toei Spider-Man entitled Tears for the Dark Fate of Father and Daughter. Mm. Real quick rundown in this. There's this kid blind as all hell because she got conked on the head in a car accident. Dad went MIA, but now she's again in a car accident because there are these vampires out there sucking the blood from people. But uh-oh, it's just Professor Monster. It starts out with him just as if he's SpongeBob at Sandy's place, but instead of saying,
"Water,"
he's saying,
"Blood! I need blood!"
He needs 400 years worth of blood in one day, which, like, that's it. It's actually pretty cool that 400 years worth of blood you can get in one day, and from maybe, I don't know, 10 people?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, 6 people, but yeah, probably 10 people. But, see, that's why I'm confused a little bit. 400 years worth, or you just needed, like, or can he live? Can his Professor Monster body use that like little bit of blood in a way that helps him live for 400 years?
You saw a bunch of like vials and stuff that he's like reaching at. I think they're like pocketing all that blood so then he can siphon off from it day to day.
Yeah, very resourceful.
Maybe he just has a good metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to eat a bunch.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he's not really out doing shit, so it's not like his body's moving. He looks decrepit.
He doesn't do much.
No. And he should be, because in that one scene, he's actually in the field. He sees Spider-Man from a mile away, and he's like, zap. And Spider-Man's like, oh, shit, usually that doesn't happen. I guess Dr. Monster, Professor Monster, is actually good.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty observant for a leader.
Yeah, and if all it takes is just some blood to be strong, there's a lot of blood in the world.
He could get the most top-notch blood, not just like anyone's blood, mm-hmm. and then it could make him even more powerful.
What he should have done is, hey, sir, before you turn into like a skull man, how about we just set you aside, we'll pay for your daughter's surgery, you'll never see her again, but you will just be here every day, and you can, you know, hang out, read the paper, whatever. We're just going to siphon blood from you until you die.
Yeah, that would be good if they're up for that, but what if, like, they get turned into skeletons, right? Uh-huh. So there's not blood going on anymore, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, why don't you just store all of that blood.
Uh-huh.
And before you transform him.
Maybe because he had daddy blood, and daddy blood tastes yucky.
Ugh, tell me about it.
Uh-huh. If you've ever bitten a dad, which I have, it's just not good.
A lot of iron.
That's too much stress.
Yeah, all that testosterone just mm-hmm. makes it taste a little weird.
Because he's like, oh, my wife ain't putting out. And that the semen's so backed up, it goes into his blood, so it's like this milky blood.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it.
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
But mommy blood, on the other hand, she's in the bathroom just fingering her peeve. She has release.
Yeah, there's her stress. She's Epsom salt, lavender.
She likes making daddy frustrated.
Mm.
It's kind of her game. If you're in an improv scene, that's her game. How do I frustrate daddy?
Yeah, mommy blood is really something else.
So Spider-Man finds out about it because Hitomi is just going around desecrating bodies pretty much. She's a photographer. She's clicking camera shots, but like goes onto these crime scenes and just pulls open the veils, deveils these dead bodies on stretchers and takes photos. That's fucked.
How disrespectful.
Yeah.
Come on, you tell me.
She should be in America doing journalism.
Yeah, she should work for TMZ.
Oh, damn. The 10 mile zone.
Yeah, is that what it means?
Yeah, it's like within Hollywood where like the paparazzi is like legal.
Oh, wow.
Because in other places, you can't just go film people like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. I learn something new every day. But yeah, she should work for TMZ. Very disrespectful to the body. Also, the coroners or whatever, while we're carting the bodies, we're just like, hey, what are you doing? And then that was it.
So I used to work at Burger King. And when people would come, I was working drive-thru. If anyone said anything that was not on the menu, like they just have a different name for it, specifically, the Icies are called Icies. They wanted a frozen treat. And I was like, huh? What? A frozen treat? What are you talking about? So if you've worked for 20 years as like these, you know, stretcher people, if someone all of a sudden pulls open the veil and shows these dead bodies, you're just going to be like, huh? What?
Yeah, I guess that would be pretty alarming there and confusing, I should say.
When routine is broken, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, shame on her, but, you know, good on her for getting the scoop
she
needed because she's one of the main characters, her side. So we're going to want her to get her goods.
Yeah. Like if someone came into the comic book store and said, hey, you got any NFL? I'd be like, huh? NFL? Yeah. And then they're like, oh, yeah, there's a new NFL comic book. I'm like, oh, okay. That confused me.
Right.
There's not really a new NFL comic book. Just so anyone's not running out to the presses.
Not yet.
Oh, damn. I want to see Tom Brady punch Spider-Man.
I could see that.
He'd be good at it.
Yeah. Tom Brady, Mike Holmgren, Vince Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
They all come back and they have it's the Avengers.
Oh, damn.
In the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Versus, you know, the villains.
Yeah. Or if he's in Tom Brady's
versus
in.
The Patriots.
The Patriots are now like, they're nationalists.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're like Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you said Patriots, I forgot we were talking NFL. I was like, yeah, the Patriots, they're a bad people. If Tom Brady were in manga, he goes and deflates Kirby.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where are we? Oh, yeah, then Spider-Man saves the day. But let's go note by note now, day by day.
Step by step.
Day by day. Fresh start over, different hand to play. The stronger we are, the harder we fall. We can make it the second time around. And that's the boom, boom, boom. The Tom fills in that are so good.
So perfect.
Yeah, he's fiending for blood like SpongeBob at Sandy's place. He's like on the ground and Amazonas just like looks off screen and says, underlings, bring him to the infirmary. What are you doing?
Yeah. What were they doing? Were they just watching? Like, damn.
Yeah.
Look at dog. He needs blood.
Yeah, probably because they're like, we're allowed to touch him? This has never been a thing.
They want to scuff up his nice boots.
Mm-hmm. And I said this was a commentary on the Yakuza loan sharking because it's literally you're giving your life, like your blood. You're made a skeleton for money to pay for just necessities in life.
Yeah, that was a very astute observation, I'd say. Because
pretty much, you know, Professor Monster and the Iron Cross Army, they're like the Yakuza.
They are the Japanese Spider-Man equivalent to the Yakuza.
They're not as sharply dressed, but they're more flamboyantly dressed.
Yeah, big time.
One of them's just a skeleton. Think of a Yakuza guy just being a skeleton. He'd get everyone's money instantly.
ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP. You come around for the protection fees or whatever, and you'd have that money.
You'd be like, I'm not paying you. Then, like, from behind, a skeleton pops his head out, and you're like, okay, no, I'm still not paying you. I'm paying him behind you.
Yeah.
And then the Yakuza looks behind, they're like, he's not with us.
Yeah, right.
Please help. We'll forgive your payment if you just let him leave us be.
Oh, that's a good scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should write that.
All right, it's written.
There we go. We're chainsaw men.
So this is happening each night. How they are getting these bodies is this skeleton just shows up on the side of the road, scares people to crash. Then they cart the bodies out looking like ambulance members. But like they're also skeletons, so it's very weird. Like no one's going to buy that this is a... like. Even if this was your gimmick, like, hey, let's go out, dress like skeletons, and, you know, we'll save people's lives, people would say, that's in poor taste.
Yeah. Also, where are they? Are they stealing these ambulances? And if so, where are the police at the scene of the crash?
But no one's calling it in.
Oh, they get there quick enough?
Yeah, because if the skeleton man says, hey, I'm going to be right here, just be around the corner.
Uh-huh. Right.
So they're able to be like, wee-oo, we're here, wee-oo.
Yeah.
But because of this, Takuya knows weird things are happening to people out on drives. All of a sudden, his brother and sister are saying, hey, we're going to go for a drive. And he says, don't do it. No. But I'm going to leave now. What he should have done was go for a drive. An hour in, say, oh, no, I have diarrhea. And then they go home. Then they can say, well, we at least went for an hour drive today. That was fun.
Yeah. Also, Takuya should have let them drive, and then he could have just tailed them.
Yeah. But it's weird because he was around that car that they passed by.
Yeah. So he's out there on that same stretch of road that everyone takes the drive on.
And even if you're thinking, they'll know my bicycle, dirt bike, just go in the GP7.
Go in the, yeah. Like that's incognito.
But no one would think, oh, that's my brother Takuya following me.
Oh, because they don't know he's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Even though they should.
Yeah. I mean, look at the front of his bike, man.
Well, also, I've talked about this before. They're constantly calling him a coward because he will leave in trouble. But then, like, Spider-Man shows up and they're like, Spider-Man saved us, but it should have been our older brother. The first time it would have happened, I would have been like, oh, fuck you guys. I am Spider-Man. Yeah. I will not be called a coward when I am out saving lives.
Seriously.
And now you want to know what? Because you were such an asshole to me, you put your own life in danger.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man gets hit, or Takuya gets hit. Yeah. By this skeleton popping up, and he's on the side of the road. They're unaware of Takuya over there, and he gets up and he's like, huh, what? Sees them drive away, but they're like, the narrator says, oh, he was out of his wits. He couldn't save the day. But Spider-Man's responsible. You should not be operating heavy machinery while concussed.
Yeah, what are you doing, Spider-Man?
No, I'm fine with Spider-Man doing this.
Oh, you're fine with him operating the machinery?
No, not operating the machinery.
Oh, yeah.
He took a break.
Yeah. There we go.
His healing factor kicked in, and when he woke up an hour later, he's like, okay, now I can drive.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering about this scene. Like, do you think he feels pretty guilty about being concussed and them taking them away?
Yeah, he's I think, the most brooding of all the Spider-Men.
Yeah. I mean, the things he's dealing with are they're actually life or death.
Yeah. Spider-Man versing a giant lizard in the sewers, that's not life or death. He's also a Professor Lizard.
Oh.
All these professors.
Man, there's still a lab coat on someone, and they're kind of evil.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're starting to sound kind of right. But scratch that one.
I'll bleep it. No, it's staying.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, so that's why his spider sense couldn't work, right? Because he's concussed a little bit. Wait, does he have the spider sense in this?
He does, which is weird. He should have seen this coming.
Yeah, right?
Or maybe because, like, maybe the skeleton man can dimension shift. Mm. So it's like he would have only had a split second to react.
Yeah. Now, skeleton monster, is he a mainstay of the villain crew?
No, these are all, everyone has these questions of, oh, so like we see this monster again. No, this is Monster of the Week stuff. You never see him again.
I mean, I know he like got yeeted at the end. He like died at the end, but you know, I don't know if this was like his ending or if he was like before, like, you know,
no.
I'm this guy.
Nope. One and done.
But the skeleton of the Iron Cross gang, like they have skeletons on their crew.
No, just those things that look like crows.
Huh.
And why, when I say crows, like we're really stretching that they look like birds.
Yeah, okay.
The putties of the Iron Cross army.
Right. Yeah, I thought the skull guys were the putties, but...
No.
Huh. All right.
Mm-mm.
Very case-by-case, episode-by-episode basis.
Correct. But that girl, she gets kidnapped with these two adults. Two adults get taken, but all of a sudden, this skull guy sees this girl and is like, oh... Puts her in for an embrace, brings her back to her home, and then leaves. And I wish she had said, oh, you smell like my dad when he didn't have skin on.
Yeah, do you think she remembers what her dad smells like?
Yeah, but, you know, he no longer has skin.
Yeah.
I bet your natural scent changes if, like, you're just bones.
Yeah.
But bones that can cry.
Yeah, there was a lot of tears coming out.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what your bones smell like, especially if it's been just, you know, breathing in the air and under a lab coat sweating.
They smell like dog treats.
Like dog treats, yeah.
Yeah, but no, sweaty dog treats, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everyone out there, if you have a milk bone, work out for like an hour really aggressively over like a pan, a saucer. Then when that's done, dip the milk bone in there, let it sit for maybe 20 minutes, then smell it.
That's what lab coat monster smells like.
I bet it's erotic.
Yeah, we better get off this topic, girls. Get too excited.
So Hitomi's watching the news and just drinking milk and eating a hamburger bun. That's the life of a freelancer.
Yeah, that was looking good. That was a nice chilled milk, I think. The hamburger bun was about the size of both of her hands side by side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was really enjoying the heck out of that. And then Takuya calls.
Right? Yeah, and then she says, we don't, either the person subbing this used an acronym for, like, by the way, BT dubs, or it's taxi drivers like an Esquire, like an MD, DDS, use taxi driver BT dubs.
Yeah, taxi driver, BTW. Like, hey, I'm Lance, BTW. So what is the BT? So that'd be like breaking, tailing, and wagon.
Maybe.
Breaking, tailing, wagon.
Yeah.
And that's what it means for taxi.
That was the original name for taxi driver, was taxi driver BTW.
Yeah.
Scorsese really fought it. Yeah. I think that was a Scorsese movie.
Uh-huh. All right. It was one of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Scorsese, right?
Yeah, one of those old fucks who shit house now.
Yeah. Who just makes horrible fucking movies now.
Uh-huh. Scorsese always made bad movies, in my opinion.
Ooh, hot take on everyone, but hey, that's why you're listening to this podcast.
They know I don't like Scorsese. Yeah. I watched Casino and was like, this sucks. Why is there so much voiceover? That's all the movie
There's
is.
There's a lot of voiceover, yeah.
And it's throughout. It seems like it'll just be for the first 10 minutes to like establish. Like, it's truly exposition voiceover, but in every single scene.
You know, easy way to get some info out. Easy writer technique.
And then all of a sudden, a random man, like 2.5 hours in, starts doing the voiceover. And you're like, okay, this is wild now.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go, Stacey.
Adults just be screaming. That's like through a children's mind because this girl can't see. Takuya takes her out saying like, hey, oh yeah, takes her out with a gun.
Boom, boom.
She's saying, do you remember anything about where you were taken? And she's like, oh, yeah, I can, like, hear well now. And then the first thing he does is he screams, GP7! Spider-Man! And turns into Spider-Man, and now she's just This was the last episode was this man who was on the edge of death. He looked like a ghoul in the passenger seat just driving around with Spider-Man. And in this one, there's just a blind child driving around with Spider-Man.
They're just like, what type of character can we have who might not realize that they're next to Spider-Man?
Yeah. Oh, that guy knew Spider-Man was there because he worked for Interpol. Interpol knows who Spider-Man is, like his secret identity.
That's pretty helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they're in the middle of the road and he yells, Spider-Man, GP7, at the top of his lungs.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't say anything.
No.
She said, Spider-Man. No, she didn't.
Yeah, she still thinks it's Takuya.
She still thinks it's Takuya-san. And
I guess he's seeing the world through a child's uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's just darkness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we're back to Amazonas, like, beating up the Skull Daddy. And she's like, oh, why'd you let the girl go free? And then main skeleton guy says, you have a daughter, don't you? And Amazonas' face is like, you have a daughter? Skeletons can conceive? It's as if she didn't know this man used to be a human.
Yeah, is she just totally oblivious to how Professor Monster does his thing?
No, I think it's just like that melodrama, that Lord album.
Yeah, right. I gotta check that out.
Because soon your friend's going to be tickled by her.
Yeah. It's just soon. Yeah. And also, why is she so hot on, like, killing this girl now?
I think because...
She's a witness?
That, and it is a weakness to her, like, colleagues.
Uh-huh.
So if you... That is... This thing could have gone without a hitch, and it made Spider-Man know where we are now.
Right.
Like, this will bring attention to us, so we have to kill this kid, and then probably kill you, too, so the kid can't talk, and you can't continue to screw us over.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You mentioned that the Skull Daddy had pants on but no shirt underneath his lab coat. I was like, that's because his skull dick would be out.
Yeah. Yeah, his skull dick would be swinging, probably. Good point.
I meant to introduce you as the artist who needs no pity.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oof. Overdubbed that. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not
just
going back in there. Sometimes I'll do stuff in the edit.
Yeah.
And then in the end, Takuya tells this kid after, like, destroying everyone. Oh, and the dad dies.
The dad gets shanked with the end of Professor Monster's staff.
Uh-huh. And then he, like, cries just a bunch of tears. Mm. It looks kind of like if your eyes melted and, like, popped after you died, like, just goop would run out.
Yep.
Stuff in, like, a body horror melt movie.
Yeah, very, very effective stuff.
Mm-hmm. But Takuya says, like, oh, yeah, your dad's still alive. He's gone. But when you get your eyes fixed, he might be there. So either he does not believe in science that can cure these eyes, or he's like, I'll get plastic surgery to look like this dad.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, is he going to pretend that he's dad?
I hope so.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to see when they reboot the series.
He should just be amassing orphans. He should. This is very Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne were out there, if it was Batman in this scenario, it would be a League of Robins.
Yep. You'd take him in and train him.
Mm-hmm. It would be very much like Robins, that comic book series.
Yeah.
Or very much like the Dark Metal / I think Death Metal is where a whole gang of Robins start showing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scary.
So you have a whole gang of spider kids.
Spider boys, spider girls.
Spider boys, spider girls. Huh.
All with separate, different, unique abilities.
Ugh. And then, you know, make it an academy type of thing.
Yeah.
Spider Academy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Why aren't they doing that? Give Xavier a run for his money.
Exactly. In Japan, though.
Yeah.
Make it a manga.
Oh, my. Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Because American superheroes are finally getting manga'd.
Yeah.
There's a new Joker one.
Uh-huh.
There's a new Superman and Batman.
That one's hilarious.
There's also an old Batman.
Yeah. That one's a little more serious.
Which one's hilarious?
The Superman one where he's like a foodie.
Okay. I'll read it.
It's ridiculous. Batman's in that one too.
Okay. So I have one last thing to ask you. Spider-Man generally gets bitten by a radioactive spider and gains power of a spider. So if you were to be bitten by a radioactive animal and gain power similar to that animal, what animal would you want to be? What powers would you get? And how would you use those powers to take down the Iron Cross army?
Radioactive possum.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, and then so I could just really, really just in the open, you know, infiltrate, play dead. Like, what's this dead guy here? Take him away. They'll start taking me away. Psych! And yeah, you just off him, off those skeleton guys. And that's how you do it every time. You just play dead.
You got a little tail that's hairless. You wrap it around their necks, pop their heads off.
Yeah, extending tail. You have like even more sense of awareness. It's kind of like a spider sense, but a little different, you know, and probably extreme night vision.
Oh, yeah.
So
you'd have little robot possums in your pouch. So you just shove people's heads in there and they just kind of bite their face.
Yeah, big time. And I could subside and sustain myself off of trash.
Yeah.
So
you're eco-friendly.
Eco-friendly.
You're Mother Nature's greatest gift.
Let's go.
And you try to force that onto the Iron Cross army. You're like, eat this trash.
Yeah,
you're just pulling out wrappers and shit from your pouch and just like feeding them.
Yeah, it's all for the cause, you know, to help Mother Gaia. So if they're not down for Gaia,
we salute her.
We put them down.
Dang it, I messed up your joke. Yeah. I stepped on it.
You stomped on it.
I think me saluting, you were like, I guess I salute now too. So I was like, I guess his thought is done now. But no, I just confused him by saluting Mother Gaia.
Hey, any way that you salute is good. Uh-huh.
So, especially to the red, white, and blue baby.
Let's go. Stars and stripes.
Isn't it crazy that, like, you do the Pledge of Allegiance? That's so fucked. Like, for school.
They make us do it.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you get ostracized.
Yeah. It's like, you're literally pledging yourself. You are a child. You shouldn't be pledging yourself to anyone except by the Satan baby.
Yeah, or the Lord.
The Lord Satan.
Hey. But yeah, you're a kid and you're like, yeah, this country, this land that I stand in, mm-hmm. I'm going to pledge my life to you.
Yeah, because it's I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
To the republic for which it stands.
Yeah, because you're also pledging to the republic. It's not just the flag. If it was just a flag, go for it.
Yeah, to the republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God. Indivisible. For liberty and justice for all.
Well, the liberty and justice thing, but I don't know.
Like, pledging allegiance to the people, I think, is better than, like, the it feels very much we're pledging to the government.
Yeah. Oh, big time. It's straight to the government.
Yeah. I want to be like Batgirl, okay? Where she's like, Gotham is its people, not the land in which they live on.
Yeah.
I've been reading so much Batman, so.
Oh, yeah. You're in the headspace.
I'm getting through all the new 52.
Oh, yeah. How is it?
It's very good so far. I'm on the part where Batgirl, the art changes.
Oh, yeah.
To like that anime style. Uh-huh. It's so good.
I like that. Yeah.
It also, like, I try to read comic books to not be horny. Like, if I'm like, well, I masturbating will take me like 40 minutes. Reading an issue of comic books will take me 10. Let me read a comic book. But this, how it's drawn, I'm like, Batgirl's hot as hell in this one.
And they're really trying.
Yeah.
With all their female cast. They just like they look at the cast of artists they have in house. Like, who draws the most horny? You. We need you on this new Batgirl. We need you on this new Poison Ivy. Who can draw the most horny cover? You? Okay, we need you.
But I think because a woman draws these, it like actually feels like, oh, this is a woman, not a caricature of a woman. It's not just like these huge heaving breasts. It's like, oh, this is proportional to this woman's figure.
Sure.
So what's going on with your phone?
I'm a diabetic and I'm like a cyborg as well. So I have like a pod and a thing. And it's like, you must change your insulin now.
Well, let's wrap this up. We're done here.
My bad.
Oh, no, it's not. Never say bad please. For being diabetic. Okay?
I can't turn off the alerts. It's crazy.
Wait, you can't?
And they just got to live with them.
Okay. Just like, you can't put it on vibrate. It just starts vibrating your arm.
Yeah, right. I can. Yeah, not that. Yeah, not yet.
Maybe someday.
I need more blood for that.
Oh, I know how you can get it. You go to a NASCAR event.
Oh.
Just wait till people just start smashing them walls.
Go to a right-wing NASCAR event.
I mean, you don't need to put that signifier on it, sir. Thank you so much for being here, Lance. This was a blast. We have to get you back when Nicole's here. I would love to start doing bonus episodes because we kind of milked Bible Man for all it's worth.
Oh, Bible Man.
It rules. We should start doing bonus episodes of Ninja Turtles Next Mutation.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Ninja Turtles is your jam.
That'd be sick, yeah.
Hell yeah. We finally watched, what's the new one? It's like Kooky Mutant.
Yeah, Kooky Mutant. With the movie, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Teenage Mutant Turtles Mutant Mayhem.
Yeah, man, that one rules.
Yeah, very good.
So good.
Best iteration since the live action, I'd say, the movie 99. I mean, 90. Yeah, 1990. Anyway, very good, very fun. I'd love to be back for that. And, yeah.
What do you got to plug?
Oh, plug-in. Oh, yeah, well, just, you know, Snacking Comics. That's what I do, snackingcomics.com. Check out, read all of our comics for free. And if you're going to be out this Saturday in Chicago, come to Living Water Tea House at 7 o'clock. We're going to do some live comic readings for you.
There's a chance Nicole will be there, so you might even meet Nicole.
You could meet Nicole. So you really want to pass up a chance on doing that?
Yeah.
Those two things. He wouldn't.
Uh-uh. Imagine 10 and a half years ago, I passed up the chance to meet Nicole. Yeah. I'd be dead in the ground right now.
You'd have no one to make sure that she gets tickled by Lord.
Or maybe she's getting tickled by Lord throughout like the past 5 years ago. Well, not 10 years ago.
Oh, my bad.
That would have been a 15-year-old tickling a 19-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. I forget how young they are.
Yeah. Huh. Lord's like Gen Z, okay?
Damn, I never realized.
Oh, man.
They've been out for a while.
Yeah. They were 15 when they broke on the scene.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Writing their own shit.
Uh-huh.
Producing their own shit.
Gotta love that when that happens.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, hey, guys, new album. Album cover art by Lance Orr.
Oh, I did do that. Yeah. Wow.
That's why you're here.
Oh, shoot.
As like a double promotional thing.
Damn.
Will Howard be on the podcast? That dude does not read his emails, so probably not. But I might be on his podcast, Who Charted, just waiting for confirmation. I will be. I just don't know when. So check that out. Listen to Who Charted. Wherever you're listening to this, listen to that. It's Howard Kramer, Brett Starred Morris. It's a great time. And listen to my other podcasts like Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling, Death to Squids, Intro Void, not Intro Void, Sweet Child of Time with Intro Void, and so much more. Find out more information about that over on MLMpod.com. And if you would like to support us, the best way possible is by going to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. This Friday is the Citizens of Townsville Z with the aforementioned Steve Barnes of Intro Void, Sweet Child of Time. But if you're feeling super generous, do the $10 tier and you get monthly exclusive content. We just put out straight to Patreon discussing a horror movie called Beaster Day. Here comes Peter Cottonhell.
Sounds fun.
Oh, it's very fun.
Man.
And those $10 patrons get shout-outs on every single free feed podcast. Let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., The Waz, Orion, Jordan B., The Chaos Witch, my Bickle brother in common law, Joshua, Jacob, Steve Barnes, A Sweet Child of Time, my mother, Lil Corey's BFF, and now former roommate, Shane, That Fed, twitch.tv/Corwinning, it's Corwin, and from Formulaic, a podcast and script writing, as well as the Formulaic, The Rom Complex, it's twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. I've been James.
And I'm Lance.
And we've been Mostly Speaking Spider-Man. Bye-bye. This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today. Oh, yeah. I don't know if that intro makes any sense, but hopefully it cuts together okay.
Yeah, that was good. That was pretty good. That's really going to whet people's appetites.
I hope so. They're like, oh, blood, I'm a vampire. We have a huge vampiric demographic. Sparkling, non-sparkling.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're like a fancy restaurant. You can get both.
I'll take a sparkling, please.
Uh-huh. Oh, and Edward comes out and he says, oh, look at my pecs. And you're like, oh, Batman me, baby.